Good day, listeners, and welcome back to Power Chat. I am Annabel Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. Today, I'm joined by a representative from the Ministry of Public Utilities to talk about financial assistance for wiring your home. Hello, Arlene. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, my name is Arlene Johnson Lawrence, and I am the Senior Project Manager at the Ministry of Public Utilities, where we, through our line agencies, offer public utility services to the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago.
Great, thank you. So earlier this year, we spoke to one of your colleagues about the ministry's utilities assistance program for bill payment and for solar panels. But we know that there are other assistance programs for electricity connections. Can you tell us about them?
Well, we have two programs that are running. One is the electrification program, and the other is the REAP. REAP stands for Residential Electrification Assistance Program. Just to let you know, the difference between the two would be one takes care of electrical installation, bringing poles and wires to your home, and the other one, the REAP, takes care from the meter base inside of the home. So it's about wiring and rewiring.
Who are the persons who benefits from these programs?
In the case of the REAP, it's means tested. In most cases, it is persons who are on social assistance or some kind of disability allowance, pensioners, and those persons with an income level of less than $6,000 per month. In the case of the electrification assistance program or electrification program, it's more about the cost of the electrical infrastructure. So that's geared to more rural development because most people within the boundaries of cities are already connected to the national grid.
Okay, understood. So can you tell us some more about the application process and the documents that are required for the two programs?
Okay, so in both cases, we have application forms. The application forms can be accessed from any of the Ministry of Public Utilities offices. In some cases, like the electrification program, you may be able to get applications at TNTech. And our applications are also available online. There are two different applications for each program. What's really important is the documentation. In both cases, you need to have legitimate land tenure. You need to have the application form filled out. In the case of the Residential Electrification Assistance Program, well, let's call it REAP for short. In the case of REAP, you also need to have a verification of your income. In the case of the Electrification Program, what you need to have is your capital contribution letter from TNTech, stating how much it would cost to bring the installation to your home.
Okay, can you now tell us about the length of time for approvals? How long does the process take?
Under normal circumstances, the process takes roughly 3 months from application to installation. But these things vary, so we give you a ballpark. Because one of the greatest issues that we have is that persons give us incomplete applications or don't give us all the documentation, and then it takes longer because we have to go back and forth. But the process itself, because all of these applications will go before a committee, it normally takes about 3 months.
Could you then just run through again the list of documents that are required?
Sure. First of all, you need a completed application form. You need a copy of your identification, either your ID card, passport, or your driver's permit. You also need a copy of land documents, certificate of titles, letter of non-objection from a housing agency like the land settlement agency. But if you're actually applying for something and the property is not on your name, we really need to get the deed for the person whose name the property is on, as well as an authorization letter giving you permission to utilize the land. In the case of the REAP program, of course, we do need your pay slip, a copy of your pay slip, a welfare slip, something that will verify your level of income. And it's about your household income, not the individual's income, right? You don't need proof of income for the electrification program. But in the case of the electrification program, in addition to all the other things, you also need to have the capital contribution letter from TNTech.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Arlene. And listeners, just remember that the information that Arlene is speaking about is also available on the Ministry of Public Utilities website, which is mpu.gov.tt. So Arlene, thank you very much for talking to us about the ministry's program to help low-income citizens improve the quality of their lives. Thank you again for joining us, listeners, and do join us again next week for more of Power Chat. Do have a good day.